9 a.m. at Homeboy Industries, and the graffiti removal crews meet at the office to pick up daily requests for their services. Each week, they get hundreds. But these workers actually began their day at 5 a.m., meeting at a garage to pick up materials, and then conduct their first pre-dawn patrols to search and paint over graffiti. 6 days a week, crews of two board 7 trucks with Homeboy's Jobs Not Jails logo and attempt to whitewash the entire 14th L.A. County District. But this isn't just a beautification project. This is Grant Oldfield, supervisor of the graffiti removal crews.
Yeah, we really try and just, you know, if it's up too long in one area, it's going to get crossed out, and then, you know, the rider and whoever crossed out are going to go at it. So we try and get it before it has a chance to be seen, you know, or crossed out. But yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of it's inflammatory stuff that, you know, you want to get off the wall as soon as you can. So that's why we start so early.
How many crews do you have going out today for graffiti removal?
Maybe 5 today.
And how many sites are we talking about?
They'll probably each do 30 to 40 spots.
So we're talking a full 8-hour day for each crew probably then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's always work. Yeah. Yeah, there'll probably be a total of, you know, 200, something like that, by the end of the day.
On this day, I am with the crew of Jose and George. Jose, how long have you been on this crew?
It's been going on 4 months now, and starting to like it more as I go on every day. It's like I get more into it, like it's a challenge.
Do you feel like you're making a difference in your community?
Not a difference, but I'm keeping the people happy in my community, because I'll never make a difference. It's been going on for years and years and years, you know, since when I was a kid. I make the area look nice and decent. But when I leave from this job, you know, it's still going to be the same no matter what. You know, they're never going to change. Don't even stop graffiti if you just stop the crime, like all the gangbangers, and, you know, and just raise your kid more properly and how to, you know, tell them not the thing to do at all. And that's where you're going to stop graffiti. But, you know, as long as you have kids out there, you know, just tagging, gangbanging and everything, they're always going to represent their neighborhoods no matter what. It's never going to stop.
The job can be rather quick if the automatic sprayer does most of the work. But the clean wall may not last very long. This is George.
One of the street gangs that usually ride on this wall every single day practically. And sometimes we got to drive through here every single day just to keep the community happy and keep that violence, you know, that crime away from these young kids out here.
So that wall you just covered will have graffiti on it again within 24 hours?
Maybe in the afternoon.
So less than 24 hours?
Less than 24 hours, maybe later on tonight when, you know, young kids come out of school, they'll be back up again and we'll be here first thing in the morning again tomorrow.
And although the task at times may seem futile, the importance of this job is apparent to Jose.
When I got laid off from a company at a shipping receiving area, I was like about a month without looking for work, and I'm certified for forklift drivers and to do brakes and tune-ups, a little bit of machinery work. And I went to different jobs and asking for pay cut, low pay and everything, but they still wouldn't hire me because I'm a convicted felon record. And I came to my last stop, and it was right here, Homeboys, and their main focus right now is to hire parolees and gangbangers that they want to change their lives. And me, you know, for sure I want to change my life because I don't want to go back and do time again. And Homeboy hooked me up with the job, you know, pretty good, decent pay, and it just stopped me off meanwhile. And pretty soon, you know, hopefully they'll find me a decent job, Homeboy, or I'll find myself a better job. But it's like just to keep my parole happy, you know, to get them off my back. So basically I'm pretty happy here for meanwhile, but it's not a future job for me.
Jose commutes an hour every day to work at Homeboy Industries. The work is never done, but the effort is noticed. So how does the LAPD react to you guys? Do you get thumbs up? Do you get supportive gestures from them when they see you coming around here and removing graffiti?
Yeah, there's times LAPD come by and they see us working and they give us a thumbs up and, you know, keep up the community, you know, happy, and walls out there, you know, they look clean. Sometimes they have volunteers, LAPD, that they swing around the streets, you know, of LA, Boyle Heights, that they do their own requests, and they send it to Homeboy Industries, and they give us 24 hours, 48 hours for us to reply to the location where they assign us to. And we just get things done, and, you know, and they swing by through there, and they see that it's done, and they give us an okie-dokie after.
Another important source of employment is Homeboy Silkscreen, which has employed 300 gang members since it opened in 1996.
Here, Homeboy Industries makes its jobs, not jails, apparel on everything from hats and shirts to baby bibs, as well as custom orders for silk screening and embroidery. Abel is one of the workers in Homeboy Silk Screen. So, Abel, what is it this machine actually does that you're working on here?
It's an embroidery machine. What it does is whatever logos we get that we have to do, we get them on the disk, on the computer, we set them up however we want them or the customer wants them. Then all I do is I program it in this computer right here on the machine computer, and I just program what any colors I need and the size of it, and that's it. And I run it, and I could run on this machine 12 items at a time. On this little one I have right here, I do samples on that one, or personal names, or on hats or personal things, like only one or two items, I'll do it on that one. But when it's like so many of them, I'll run this one. I could run the same thing as that, just more items on this one.
So is working here helped you in a personal way as far as your self-confidence, how you see yourself?
Yeah, it helped me out a lot in those kind of stuff. Like, it actually helped me out in work, because before I wasn't all into working. And once I got the hang of this, I even liked it more. So now it's like easier for me. And it helped me out a lot. Like, before I always still used to be in more trouble by being out there in the streets. And now that since I started working here, I like working better now. So I'm into working now, most likely. That's all I do, come to work, go home with my kid. And
you might wonder how you had time for other stuff before,
yeah.
Huh?
And now I like it, you know? And I like this job, too. I like doing this embroidery thing.
Well, it's very specialized, and there's not a lot of people, you know, that could come in here and know what this was or how to run it.
Like, when I came in, I didn't know nothing. Ruben's the one he told me if I wanted to learn this, you know? So I told him, I think I could do it. I'll try to learn it. And he started teaching me. We started reading the book. He started teaching me every little step to it, like every little thing, how to change the thread, how to oil it up, do a tune-up on it or everything. And I got the hang of it till now.
So the next time you see a student housing and conference services staff, California State University, Northridge, you can say that Abel made that shirt.
That was me right there.
That's right. Thanks very much, Abel.
All right, cool. Thank you.